Dave Britton believes the new Laurier Woods boardwalks are an example of grassroots fundraising. There was a lot of work done by volunteers to get us to the point where we are, said Britton. Britton, the chair of the North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority, NBMCA, was among volunteers and dignitaries to unveil the two newly reconstructed boardwalks at the Laurier Woods Conservation Area, which was shut down for more than a month for the construction project. This represents the best of what all communities can do for all their residents, said Britton. It is the way we should be doing things. It is not asphalt, it is not cement, it is just out in the country. See related. New boardwalk construction will close Laurier Woods for 5 weeks. Friends of Laurier Woods, FLW, donors contributed $31,800. The North Bay Mattawa Conservation Authority funded $22,430 and the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation granted $14,700, which went towards the project to replace the boardwalks which were initially built by local high school students 25 years ago. A new donor sign was erected to recognize all those who helped make the project a reality. The new boardwalks, put together by Brampton contractors, are a combination of hemlock and pressure-treated wood. To give much longer durability. FLW and NBMCA co-own Laurier Woods Conservation Area. It has been over 25 years and the boardwalks had been falling apart, so we did not want traffic failure to occur because this provides access to the interior of Laurier Woods, so we have been planning this for about 3 years to get stuff organized and now this portion has come to fruition, said Pinto. Pinto adds that two other boardwalks that are also 25 years old will need to be replaced at some point as well. The 240-acre conservation area encompasses a provincially significant wetland, rocky outcrops, and upland forest, and is a sanctuary to a broad range of wetland and woodland creatures and migrating birds. The trailhead is located off Brule Street, just off Franklin Street.